just come. On that day, when Jesus come.
better just draw the line, walk the line, play skillful with the word of God. Yes, you got to draw the line, walk the line, play skillful with the word of
God. Jesus is the Lord for you and me. Wipe the tears from your eyes, you're not alone. Wondering what kind of man could turn your life around. When I preach this word in your yard, you start to sing and shout. Yosefi,
read your Bible, read your Bible.
Each and every day, live your life and be alright, but
read your Bible.
No matter what them say, just
read your, read your, read your Bible.
Prayed a hurry down on his knees, I praise him, God. He no care about the past when people talk. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lords of Lords. When you send out your prayers, blessing come down each and every time. Mississippi,
read your Bible, read your Bible.
Each and every day, live your life and be alright, but
read your Bible, read your Bible.
Live your life and be alright, but
read your Bible, read your Bible.
No matter what them do, no matter what them say, just
read your, read your, read your Bible.
Friend of man, each and every day. But who you are gonna know, who you are gonna know without the Bible? Miss Effie, Miss Effie, Miss Effie, Miss Effie, Miss Effie,
read the Bible, read the Bible.
Each and every day, live your life and be alright, but
read your Bible.
No matter what them say, just
read your, read your, read your Bible.
Boy, boy.
Read your Bible, read your Bible.
Each and every day, live your life and be alright, but
read your Bible, read your Bible.
Live your life and be alright, but
read your Bible, read your Bible.
No matter what them do, no matter what them say, just
read your, read your, read your Bible.
To what them say, just
read your, read your, read your Bible.
Get up, stand up, praise his holy name. Why, since the Lord saved me, so what be on my, my cup full, it's running.
We Christ. He's a new creature.
Wash away the sins of this world. So wash me. About my dear old mother now. See, my mother's still alive. But in the year of 1981, that was a time that we thought she wouldn't be alive today. I won't ever forget that Saturday night when my brother called me and told me, said, Mother is sick, and we need to take her to the emergency room in order to see what's wrong with her. We took Mother to the hospital and stayed there all night long. Well, you know, Sister Brown was right there with us. Early that Sunday morning, the doctor came out and said, your mother's real sick, and we have to keep her here. And he started naming the things that were wrong with her, and seemed like everything was wrong. But I knew God was able to fix it. I left the hospital that Sunday morning, and I had to go preach. I preached the gospel that morning. Then that evening, we had to have another evening service. So it was late that Sunday evening before I got to the hospital. And when I got there, my sisters and brothers were standing around the bedside, and some were out in the hall, and all of them had sad looks in their face. But when I walked in and looked at Mother, I could see right then that God had done worked a miracle. Even though she had her eyes closed, I called Mother, and I said, Mother, how you doing? And these were Mother's words when she opened up her eyes. Her voice was a little weak, but Mother told me this. She said,
I'll be all right.
Mother told me, my Lord. And how the flesh fell from his bones.
to him, said, "Job, I don't see how you can keep going on." Job looked at the woman.
Oh, yeah.
He looked in the sky. Said, "I'm gonna trust God until I die. I know God won't pass me by." Job said,
but I've heard